Fish, the list of people I trust is short. I don't want to make it any shorter. What is that there inside of him?
It's fused to his nervous system.
Darby, drop your weapon on the ground now. I said drop your fucking weapon.
Yeah, maybe I should save the meme for last. Cheer our spirits up and fucking darn on the fucking show. Don't put it in. I'm gonna grab you a drink real quick. Put it on the game.
Gonna get interesting. Oh my god, I literally had to watch this movie twice because I fell asleep about 2 minutes into it last time. Oh, but boring. Oh my fucking god, Mr. UA Buckaball.
I honestly say it is the most boring film I've ever watched, probably.
You know what, I will not argue with you on that one, because at least House of the Dead is hilarious of how bad it was.
It's goofy as shit. Yeah,
this shit. Christian Slater, I wondered if he knew he was even on a movie.
Wayne, you know this is on YouTube, right?
Yes, yeah.
I was reading the comments, movie or whatever, so people were talking about how much of a gym it is and how hilarious it is. I was like, where's the funny part supposed to be at?
That's the point. It's not funny bad, like House of the Dead. It is just bad. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't tell you what the storyline was. I actually could not. There is no plot synopsis I could give to this fucking film.
Alright, people, here we are. We're back again now. The three of us are back together now, man. Come on, the phenomenal one. I don't know how that fucked this movie.
Cody's clearly in love with this film.
Here we are, people, to talk about what the fuck movie is called again? Voice of the Hour. It felt like it was going on forever. Like, as I was watching the movie on my phone, and I was like upside down watching it on my, Cody, you know that black couch I have upstairs, so I was watching it upside down like I was a monkey hanging from a tree, and I was like, when is it gonna get goofy at least? God damn, shit, I was having a flashback when I first watched this piece of shit.
I think I went coma to a quad.
Yeah,
it really sucked the soul out of you.
That's why it's called Alone in the Dark. It takes your soul from you and leaves you in the dark alone.
Shit, man. What little soul I had, this shit sucked the rest of it away. Like, literally. I got nothing in me. This movie does. It takes the energy away from you. Just like, I watched it really late when I rewatched it again. I was like sitting there, I looked over to my side, and that little table I got right there, I was like, god damn, that's 4 bottles of beer right there. I don't even remember drinking that many. Oh, shit. I had a box of pizza and 4 beers, and I was just sitting there looking. I was like, that box is gone, enough beers. And I was like, wow. I don't remember any of that shit, because the movie just sucked every image. I was supposed to go out after I got done watching the movie, and I was just like, I don't even feel like getting drunk now.
Well, when you know your greatest actress is Tara Reid, then you got fucking issues. Because that bitch.
Damn.
He must have some kind of hold on her to be in some shitty films.
This is your movie, so how about a plot synopsis, man?
You know what? I would love to give a plot synopsis. How the fuck do you give a plot synopsis on this piece of shit? Seriously. Seriously, how?
My name is Billy Bolton. If you don't like my movies, and I say, fuck Kickstarter and Indiegogo, you know, they told me to do it, and they said that I would get people to come, but then nobody came, so I said, fuck you all. I will no longer make Blood Rain for you, whatever the fuck I was going to make anyway, because people don't want it. So maybe I should just say, fuck you and go away.
You sound like an Indian. How come you sound like an Indian?
I was going to say, you became Indian. Hey, I never said I was a pro in accent.
Is it? Thank you. Come again.
They worked at the Quick Mart. I saw him another day. So I saw my 7-Eleven. He sold me the Gatorade I'm drinking.
Plots. Okay, I'm going to go by the plot synopsis on Wikipedia, because that's about as good as I can fucking give you guys, people. Because
you got to look at the sequel to this too, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not doing a Darth Vader impersonation. I'm just saying what there actually is.
There's a sequel in 2008 that came out, which is even worse than this.
Oh, no. No. Not pause, no.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. There's actually a sequel.
Yeah. This is a remake, too, by the way.
A what? A remake? Of what? I didn't even know there was a psychiatrist in this. What the fuck did you come... Where did that come from?
Where that old dude is, shit like that or whatever. If I'm not mistaken, the 81 had, what's his name? Donald Pleasance in it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I remember that motherfucker.
Fucking hell, what?
I remember it being better too, but not that better, but you know.
all I know is in this, you have Christian Slater, who's some fucking weird detective who works for, well, supposedly used to work for some bureau... was 117 or 1711 or 711, whatever the fuck it was called. He obviously was experimented on as some kid, has the ability to see the paranormal, thinks he's a fucking Ghostbuster, discovers artifacts that apparently some the Mayans or whatever the fuck they were bloody hid around the world, God knows fucking why, because they opened some fucking dark portal that lets the dark in or some shit. And that's pretty much the plot I can give you. That I remember, because
I'm gonna pull a line from you, Wayne, and when Cody used to give these synopsis and go, "Damn, you got all that from this shit."
Honestly, I couldn't give you any more than that. I couldn't tell you why the fucking portal was open, why they're trying to fucking Stephen Dorff. What the fucking hell did you come from? Blade must have ruined your career because after that you've done shit all. Oh, but UA Ball, motherfucker. He usually you make entertaining shit, but this is just. Dull boring.
Wait, I'm gonna tell you right now. As bad as this movie is, when I was rewatching this, I remember that sequel. The sequel is worse.
Fuck
and
no.
And guess what? UA Ball didn't get a sequel.
Oh my god, you see, oh. I'm gonna, part two, I'm looking this shit up, where is it?
Yeah, look it up. I think I took a photo of you guys. I don't know if it opens or not or whatever shit, but.
Nah, it's okay, I don't need to see this shit.
I think it was Peter, I can't remember his last name, something, direct name of Peter or something or whatever, but it wasn't UA Ball, and it was worse. It was really, just when you thought UA Ball made the worst fucking Alone in the Dark film, they made this sequel, and it was even fucking worse.
Yep, I'm learning now. This film was directed by Peter, Schreier, or whatever the fuck it is.
Scrotum?
Yeah, Scrotum. That sounds about right.
Scrotum.
It's Scrotum.
Back-to-back
Lance Hendrickson. Oh my god.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
You would have committed suicide.
Yeah, I damn near committed suicide. Shit.
You wouldn't have made it to the second one, because you would have been like, you know what, you would have lied, just said, yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
Oh, god damn this fucking movie, man.
Lance said it best, whatever. It's not even a movie that's like good, bad, like the last game,
Why was anything there?
Why was any of this? Yeah, thank you, boy.
Yeah. Oh, I remember waking up at one stage. And I do use the word waking up, because I did fall asleep multiple times in this fucking film. And out of nowhere, Tara Reid walks into his room, and they sleep together. Did they know each other before this, or what?
Nope.
I am stunned that this man can literally get a fucking... $20 million budget, what the fuck it was, to make this shit. And he continuously makes horrible films and then wonders why people don't want to see them? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I mean, obviously we all know that he's got some kind of deal with the Joker guy, with the Germany film director or something like that, where he don't really lose money or have to really gain money to make movies or something like that. I forgot his whole contract deal he had with him and shit like that, but apparently people just give him movies out in this country and shit, and he has the audacity to get mad at why people don't want to, because you make fucking terrible fucking films, that's why.
And that fucking love song when they're having sex, oh my
god.
Oh fuck.
don't remind me.
Seriously, I will apologize to you two because I did suggest this film. I'm not going any more UA Bowl ever again because it's just it's too funny.
You're the one like any fucking UA Bowl, jackass.
But Night of the Living Dead was a classic. It's a masterpiece. Oh my god.
This is probably one of the most boring film I've ever seen in my life. Jesus. I see a lot of boring ass films, but I gotta say, this was the most boring film I've ever seen in my life.
And that's the greatest crime. You can make a shit movie as long as it's entertaining, or at least funny, bad, or something, but when it's just complete and utter boredom, that's the worst fucking crime of all.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's fucking boredom. I mean, I can't believe that this even got Greenlight Pat. I don't know why he keeps doing video game concept movies either. I don't get why he goes near that anyway. It'd be funny if he was one of the best directors of all time, and instead he just came to video game movies. But yeah, he's doing them anyway, and they fucking suck. They get the worst reviews ever made. Critics tear this shit up. Fans don't like them. I don't know not one UA Bowl fan, to be honest. And yeah, somehow he keeps making the same shit. Like, we said this over and over with Michael Bay. It's like, yeah, I don't see why Michael Bay would change his theory of how he makes movies up, because, I mean, shit, they make a billion fucking dollars. Why would he change this shit? I'd keep that shit as dumb as fuck as possible, too. But for UA Bowl, he ain't making no money. He ain't getting no rap criticism. I mean, so what the fuck? He keep doing the same routine over and over.
Exactly right, but that's as you said. Michael Bay at least makes the fucking... He makes the bank. He cashes in on that shit. So he will keep doing that shit. How the fucking hell does this guy make the money to make his films? I don't get it.
I really don't get it. I mean, don't costing any money because they look cheap as shit. Fucking aliens in here. Whatever the fuck they were, man. Those are aliens. I'm a little socked up. Whatever the hell they were, man. I don't fuck. They look terrible. Really fucking terrible. I thought it was fucking horrible looking.
You know what the worst thing is? That poster looks kind of cool. You'd pick that up saying, this movie looks...
I'm looking at a Daphne version of that poster right now. She looks terrible.
Oh, really?
She's got the stupid-ass look on his face and shit.
Who, Christian Slater or what? Stephen Dorff or the... When you have a movie that has the main stars as Slater and Stephen Dorff, that has got to tell you that this movie's going to be an issue straight away. Sarah Reed
looks like that fucking Chucky doll.
That woman has now... She's amazing. She has been a part of, like, my most hated films of all time. You know, she was in The Crow, Wicked Prayer, which one day I'd love to get to, because that fucking movie is absolutely abysmal.
Hey, just do what I do. It don't exist. I don't think any of them other pro things exist. That's why everyone, when you bring it up, I don't even acknowledge it. I just go like, no, they don't exist to me. There's only one pro film.
I will go with you on that one.
Yeah, just drink it, don't forget. That's what I fucking did. That shit don't exist. Doesn't exist.
And now what's she doing? She's all in the fucking Shark... Isn't Shark, you know, like Sharknado her franchise now?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Woman.
Well, she did American Pie, too. Remember how great that was, right?
Oh, yeah, the Hungover Games. There you go.
He's trying to feel like a
motherfucker.
You think we don't have the... Before we started this shit, he must have brought this shit up. Oh my god.
You sound depressed as a motherfucker.
Me and Wayne had a good movie last time. We had the Batman vs. Robin. That was good, man.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, man, you missed out.
No, you assholes. Yeah, it's been Wayne month with spoiling the movies. He's got one
good
movie and one terrible fucking movie.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Giving
one extreme to the other.
I'm having a fucking week. Bitch. I've never been more bored watching a fucking film. I would damn even say I got more excited out of Z's film. Did I do with this?
Yeah, Z's film's funny.
Yeah, that's the trick.
But funny.
Yeah, but they are at least entertaining. Whereas, as you said, this is just so dull. Every aspect... I fell asleep twice, and I never fall asleep in a movie.
Yeah, I gotta say, it was hard trying to stay awake. I was like, Well, based on what happened, what I didn't remember, or whatever, no, the longer it went on, just, like Cody said, the fucking sock puppet alien came out, and I was just like, I've even lost more, like, he can, out, didn't do nothing, he doesn't know shit about CGI special effects, does he?
Oh, no. God,
no. No, there's no shit about this computer.
Natalie, Natalie, no, he doesn't. Shit, man.
When it comes to effects, my God, man. Oh, you can use some Tarzan Singh on your fucking side for that shit with Mr. I believe in a flare over style or something like that. Yeah, definitely use that fucking guy on your team because, my God, man, you need some style in this motherfucking film. For the life of me, these shit look like they were made in Ohio, or fucking shitty-ass trailer park film directors or something.
Ohio alone, man. They call it right now.
Yeah! Number one would say, what do you mean? Miami is the highest thing. Okay, now I know you Ohio, bro. Come on now.
Shit.
That's like saying a pig is the same as a cat, you know? Like, you know. One has a vagina, and the other one, it's got to run somewhere, it's got to look for it.
Well, you can shave a cat, it might look like a pig.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess that's... No, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. It's not even nice and close, no.
So we're comparing...
I'll come to you and say, oh, yeah, that's right, Wayne, yeah, sure.
What?
Wayne, I got to ask you the question, man. Oh. What was your reasoning for the choice of this movie? I got to know. Why?
Well, okay, well, this is like one of those, naturally we have the, you know, the animated kind of segment, and then this one is more based on, you know, films that people might not want to see, might not want to have to see, and we have to, we are the voice of the voiceless people, so we have to see this shit and tell you why, never to watch this shit. I will not even tell people to watch this to have a laugh, because it is seriously one of those fucking films that... It rips your soul out. It rips the spirit out of your whole fucking body. And the reason I picked it, we had to get it out of there sooner or later. Because someone was going to ask for it, somebody might as well do it fucking now, and now we can leave UI Ball and let him rest in peace and never do any of these fucking films ever again, because I will never pick a UI Ball movie ever again, but after this. Okay, he's German, right? UI Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Hitler did a less terrible thing when he killed off all the Jews than what UI Ball's doing with his fucking film franchise. Seriously.
God. Yeah, I probably agree with that.
Yeah. It's like, what is the greater apocalypse? Yeah, fucking the Nazis or UI Ball?
Yeah,
well, alright, he's killing us slowly, you know? And he's doing this to everyone. He's not just being racist, he's killing every motherfucker with these films.
I gotta say, this shit made Legend of Chun-Li look like a masterpiece.
You know what, it did.
This film actually made me want to go back to even worse films, just as bad as this, and made me look at those and be like, you know what, they're not that bad, actually.
Hey, I swear to God, did they actually have... They had effects for those stupid sock puppet bloody alien thingies, but every gun...
Those didn't even have bodies?
Well, even the gunshots, none of them were actual gunshots, they were all added in special effects. Have the
fucking lighting wasn't even good on
them. That's the thing!
When you put a gun in the dart, and it's supposed to like show a light, where the fucking lighting look like a flash on a camera?
It looked like the fucking video I made destroying the Sex and the City DVD. Seriously.
Oh my God, oh no, that shit looks way better than this.
No,
you actually made a real horror movie with that.
Oh, this movie scared me though. I just love Cody's
reaction. The first film I've ever had to review out of Throwback Tuesday and Antoine movies ever. This is the worst fucking movie I've ever had to watch.
You don't say, Mr. One.
I think I'd rather watch gay porn all day.
At least that's exciting. No matter if you're gay or straight, at least that is going to be exciting in some fucked up way.
I can learn a new move.
Fuck it. I would rather appear in gay porn than watch this shit again.
My brain working?
Yeah, it's brain working right now. You alright? See, we just got other parties to watch this movie.
Yeah, I literally just watched it. I feel like I did it before we were probably a little extra before we were talking before it, but then you just brought the shit up again. I was like, oh shit. Brought my fucking mood down. That's probably my brain is concerned. It's not on this planet right now, I'll tell you that. It's somewhere. It's lost. It's completely gone. I'm working on, I don't know how to fucking work. I don't even know how I'm talking right now. I just don't know.
You're not talking.
Okay, well, go ahead, Uwe Boll, take it away.
Like you said, if you don't like his films, well then fuck you.
That's true.
I think we need to bring on Uwe Boll to the side, because I think he'd fit with us. You know, he just tells people to get fucked and beats them up in boxing matches. He's a great man.
I don't want to be anywhere near that motherfucker.
I respect him.
Over Skype or whatever. I don't want to be anywhere near
him. Well, then fuck. Then fuck you.
I think he would fit in with us, but with his fucking attitude. I don't want that dickhead nowhere near me. I don't want him anywhere near me.
Get the fuck away from the way, Bo. But even he said with Harry Potter, you know, it's just, you know, some fucking faggot walking in the forest. That's what he said.
He said about
Hollywood's rather give $200 million to some faggot walking in the forest. I'm like, what? Like, genius. Uwe Boll, the voice of the voiceless, I'm telling you. Oh, he's got the video up. He's got the video.
Not playing an excerpt from the goddamn movie. No, you had not.
Why Lara Croft make the fucking alone in the dark?
You can mention Lara Croft in here as a fucking insult to her in that film.
Wow, dude. Trailer looks fucking cheaper than the movie is. Jesus fucking Christ. Like, you can tell all this shit. Computer animated and shit. Like, look at this shit. You can tell. I'm like, shit. This nigga is so bad, he can't even get a shadow right.
Well, he must be banking the money then. That's the only thing I could come to the conclusion. He must take, like, 90% of it and use the rest for the film.
Terrible actors, I swear.
There's no acting in this film, period.
I kept putting the word when I said movie, and I put actor, back to the post. I never thought people thought.
But the thing is, you know what? What shits me with all the films he makes out of games, it ruins the games. Like, I would.
I
mean, would you want to go and play this game now because of it?
Hell no.
Fuck no, yeah.
Have any of you ever played the game, Alone in the Dark?
I probably would have played the very old school ones, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I've never played any of them, so I know nothing about it.
I ain't played that.
I've got a feeling it's got nothing to do with this film.
Yeah, most likely.
It does, so no. I thought the game didn't exist, to be honest. I thought they kind of banned this game. I thought this movie was so bad that it banned the game.
Yeah.
So how do you feel right now?
I feel like I drank a fifth of tequila, and I got ran over multiple times by a large bus. That's what I feel like right now.
I don't know how Wayne feels. Wayne feels like a little ass worm on a big fucking hook.
Oh, that's right. Well, you know, your mama must be damn proud of you then.
Damn right, because like I said, there's nothing, and I mean nothing, even remotely entertaining about this film. Audience to stay home and play with
themselves. You know what? Where was this filmed? Do you know the city?
It was filmed on Fox Studios set. No, Lionsgate set.
Because the only thing, I will respect Uwe Boll for one thing. I can respect Uwe Boll for one thing. He managed to clear out a whole city with his shitty film. Because at the end, there's not one fucking person in that whole city.
He found the shit, and the islands are fucking, Atlantis or something like that.
Motherfucker should have filmed it in Compton, and I would have fucking shot his ass.
Oh, well, then we wouldn't be doing a podcast then, because we weren't going to pull that trigger, would have been my black ass. I don't even know what to say about this goddamn movie.
I think we said all we could fucking say about this piece of shit.
You alright, Cody? Do you need to see part two? Do you need to see part two so you can understand the story and how it continues?
You know, the whole time I'm rewatching it, I was waiting for Ashton Kutcher to come out and tell me I was getting pumped or something like that, because I couldn't believe I was actually rewatching this shit, and I was like, wow, this got to be a joke now. I remember just saying, I was like, I didn't text Cody a couple times. Have you watched this movie yet? Because I was like, I'm sure Wayne was just fucking with us, but I don't know.
Yeah. And Wayne fucked with us, alright.
Yeah, evil ass laugh. Goddamn Wayne.
That son of a bitch. Get the fuck out of this shit.
And you know, another thing about this movie, too, there's a lot of shit going on, and you don't give a fuck about none of it.
That's the main problem.
I don't give a fuck about anything because I don't understand any of it. I don't know what's going on.
Like, the movie is, don't get me wrong, people, it moves. It's busy as shit in here. But you would think that, as busy as it is, it would have a lot more going for it. Instead, it's just one badass scene after a scene. It's just a terrible scene after a scene. None of them make sense. And they're not even shot in a way where it makes fucking sense. You got one scene, Christian Slater got his fucking mouth wide open with teeth showing shit, looking like he was a Joker when he was telling that story of how he got his star. And then, you know, next scene comes over, you see the sock from the alien. Where it's a whole other fucking static shit.
Oh, but even the opening, when he's on the plane and that kid said, oh, yeah, Mum said you shouldn't be afraid of the dark. And he's like, yeah, you fucking should. And that went nowhere. It jumps from scene to scene with no connection at all. At fucking all.
Terrible line, too. You just said that was a fucking terrible line. I rolled my eyes when he said, well, I rolled my eyes the whole film, but I rolled my eyes fucking hard. I was like, oh, God. Did you know whenever a film has to say the title of the fucking film or trying to bring some kind of reference to the game or something like that, you already know you're in some shit.
This sounds like it beat the shit out of Cody.
Yeah.
This man's better.
This makes Hitman look like fucking Citizen Kane.
Oh, shit.
This makes Hitman look like Godfather 2, okay?
Yeah, oh, yeah, Jesus does. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. This makes Hitman look like Dark Knight. Alone in the Dark so bad. He makes Hitman look like the fucking Avengers and shit. It's the fucking video game movies.
Yeah.
Damn, but you know what? I think I have to take back what I said last time you guys did. I think this is by far, this might be Uwe Boll's worst movie ever.
Yeah, I thought House of the Dead was like, and that's all. I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? House of the Dead was awesome.
Man, it gets worse. I never told you it gets worse than that. But I try to forget all this fucking movie, and this is the one I gotta say, dude. This definitely, man. Action scenes are shot sloppy.
Oh, shit. The stunt work, the action,
it's noisy as shit, and yet it's fucking, it don't make any fucking sense. Well, none of this fucking movie. Equally bad is Tara Reid. This is a film that failed to hit the mark on so many goddamn levels. It's not even possible to salvage. There's no fucking save. Like, you can't even take pieces out of it and like, well, I can fix this and that. There's nothing to be saved in this fucking film. It was a misguided attempt by a misguided fucking director.
Yeah. Yeah. What else could be said?
This is supposed to be a horror film.
I was scared.
I said horror.
That ending was scary with a cameraman running after him.
This nigga
make
Tyler Perry look like a great drama director.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I think Tyler Perry's depiction of hell was scary to the shit.
I mean, you end up wondering why this film was financed in the first place, but you're astounded and shocked at how Boll could pull off something like this. I mean, Alone in the Dark is the prime example as to why video games are imitating our horrible ideas of film. This movie alone kills the idea that there'll never be a good fucking video game movie. This movie alone should actually, you know what, this movie should be financed to the mainstream public to show you that you need to just stop now. Just stop. This is the movie.
But, like we've said, I think we all agree, Tomb Raider's still probably the best. And that's not a great movie.
Nope.
Well, I don't think Tomb Raider is necessarily bad. It's just boring.
Yeah.
It didn't have nothing going for it. But Once again, I really didn't think the game was that fun, to be honest. I mean, those graphics really held that game back, to be honest. If they made a superhero film as bad as this, you wouldn't see fucking Dark Knight Defenders and shit like that today. You wouldn't see that. They'd be like, no, scrap that shit right now. This shit makes Catwoman look like Citizen Kane, Cody.
Oh, shit, no.
Yeah, that's good. I hate every fucking aspect of this goddamn film. This is the worst fucking film I've probably ever had to review here.
Yeah, I would agree. Fuck, man.
It's a poorly made film, and you realize Uwe Boll don't even give a fuck, man. I mean, you watch this film, you really see that he don't give a fuck.
I think, I mean, either he does, and he just, he's that fucking bad, or he plays it up, and he just doesn't give a shit, and he's just making money out of it, so he don't care.
You know, he's made 15, almost 15 goddamn movies now.
What, that, you remember that video? He says, you know, he can retire, he's, you know, I got enough money to play golf the whole my life, so fuck off. I was like, okay, sweet. That's what he said, though. He's like, he can retire and play golf the whole life, so fuck off. So, okay, sweet, go play golf. Fuck off, then. Hopefully you play golf. You know what, I respect you, Uwe Boll, for that.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I had to look this shit up.
Oh.
This movie cost $20 million.
Yeah, he must have banked about $19 million of that.
It made $10 million.
So it lost money, and still he makes more.
Yeah, he makes more because this movie was a failure. It failed, and yet still made money. Now, granted, it was only opened in 1,000 theaters. And that's another fucking thing. How the fuck do you get a video game property and only able to open in 1,000 theaters?
Well, one is a video game that it's a video game that no one gives a fuck about, and it's Uwe Boll.
But that just goes to show you that he is doing this for money. He knows what he's fucking doing with him and shit. Because you don't get a fucking video game property or whatever, especially in the mid-2000s or whatever, and then just open it up in 1,000 theaters and shit. Say, I'm gonna do this limited release style.
He's pocketing some of this fucking money. Of course he is. He has to be. Because where was the $20 million budget in this fucking film? It was not on screen.
I can say this right now, Cody. We need to stop talking about the Marvel posters. Because apparently half the $1 billion was this crappy-ass poster. I don't even know
what the hell it is. What is that?
It's the rib cage.
And it's a rib cage. I guess it's supposed to be like alien. Whatever the fuck that is.
It's a rib cage with Freddy Krueger's claws covering up the eyes of this monster.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And you see the Xenomorph's tongue right there.
That's the audience watching the film, just screaming in horror.
They're screaming so badly in horror, they start looking like Blade at the end of it. I mean, this doesn't be real. This might have been a cool idea for a film, if it would have been handled properly. There were signs of potential as far as saying that.
No, there wasn't.
I'm talking about the property itself has potential of making something cool and probably even scary or whatever, if you can get these monsters looking right. I mean, but you know, it was quickly apparent that as soon as the movie started in the first two fucking minutes, this shit was a joke.
Just like Uwe Boll's career. I was going to say 2 minutes? Shit, you're an optimist. I thought in the fucking first 2 seconds.
I had to give it a chance. Come on now. Everything that it could have been interesting about this fucking video game turning into film, was wasted from poorly script. No, of course, that's not a good word for that. Let me take that back. That crackhead looked at other crackhead's ass script that they wrote here, which, by the way, felt rushed as shit. This script felt hell of heavily rushed. I mean, it wasn't a damn thing pointed out, plotted out in this fucking movie at all. And no heart was put into it. Not to mention the washed-up actors this fucking film has. How the fuck do you hire any of these people in 2005? Beats the fuck out of me because none of them are actors are fucking washed up in a waste of God-given space and air and time.
God damn.
Yep, they're gonna be appearing in Z's Night of the Living Dead Part 2 next, you wait.
What'd you just say?
No, I said they'll be appearing in Z's and Night of the Living Dead Part 2 next, you wait. You can always do a Josh Trank and just say, look, the studio fucked it over and changed everything.
What studio
did he have? Well, no one knows that, though, so he can just say that. Yeah, doesn't he own that?
I guess. Yeah, I guess he does own it, yeah.
He should change it to Shattered Dreams, because he fucking destroys that.
No, I should change it to Shattered Remakes.
But hey, you know what? We'll be the first one there to watch his films, man. Because we'll support him all the way.
And then...
It took some balls to fucking release that. It really did.
So, see, you got the biggest ball on all of us. I will give you that.
You know what? I think he'll win the poll. He will survive the toughest fucking city. He's the man.
You know, I take that back, though, because he did ban the comments from YouTube, so...
Oh, shit, yeah, that's right.
And then he removed the video. After, I think, the...
That's when we showed it to you.
Yeah, it was, like, the first one, yeah.
Yeah, and you and Luke talked about it, and Luke said, I'm not watching that shit. And that's when he took it down.
Damn, man, don't listen to our opinions. I think plenty of people out there love it.
No.
Yeah, I'm trying to boost his confidence.
Come on now.
I'm trying to boost his confidence, man.
Why? So we can make more?
Yes! So we can...
Well, wait,
You don't fuck your friend because he wants to keep putting money, time, and effort into something that you know you're going to fail in, so you can get a laugh and enjoy.
Damn straight! Nothing better than laughing at your friends when they fuck up and fail. Great.
I don't want to see you fail all the time, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, see, I know I have a Batman tattoo and shit, but I'd be the fucking Joker, because I love to see the world fucked up and burning, I must say.
I can see that. Well, you know, if you were Batman riding a mechanoid dinosaur, then yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, fuck that, what the hell was that shit?
That could possibly be our next one.
Motherfucker.
Cody's right now,
he's getting
the shotgun
right now. Yeah, I'm blowing up something right now.
Cody's like, you niggas don't pick a good movie.
Great God, man. Fuck y'all, man. Hey, week after fucking week. Kill me. Somebody pull away my fucking soul. Whatever I had left of it, man. My fucking sanity. Yeah, you motherfuckers relishing this shit. God.
You sounded like Mel Gibson, then.
I think this became the show we did some of the worst movies ever.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, fucking sick.
I'm worried for you, Cody, man. You literally sound like Mel Gibson that bit, yo. You make me want to fucking smoke and drink. And
yeah, you might as well have turned me into goddamn Mel Gibson. You know what you're fucking doing to me?
You're gonna start beating beer bottles and shit, talking about all I do for you, huh? This is fucking nothing. You should just get down and fucking lift and blow me with a fucking string.
Yeah, fucking jacuzzi. Oh, I love that.
Look what I found. Oh, I found a little gem here. Ooh. Sound familiar, anyone?
Sounds familiar. I know what that is.
Aw, oh, look at her. She's picking some flowers.
Shitty ass.
What is this shit? A shitty ass BLG man, too? Hey, Cody, is that the Hitman trailer music? This is a great teaser, by the way. It's a great, awesome teaser. What the fuck? Light is shit.
I love bad films, I must say.
He's gonna take her to the living room to put this on the TV, great day, right? No, I'll kid you not.
We watched two bad movies lately. My choices. So she said to me, you picked the worst films. I'm like, motherfucker, I've got a movie you've never seen before. It's called Night of the Living Dead. Do you want to watch that? She's like, what's that about? I went, yeah, well, if you want to see a bad film, we'll put that on. Fuck, she'd leave my ass in a second.
I like how he's saying that. Motherfucker, I'll show you a bad movie. Oh, you know, fuck her. Yeah, he needs to show her these bad movies.
You know what? Fuck it, I am going to make her watch that. Just
yeah. Oh, our loved ones have to share our pain.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Everybody needs to do shit. Yeah. We're going to be the only ones left out. Holy shit. There's a sex in this?
I think I saw this. Well, what?
Awakening? Somebody comb that fucking white baby head, shit. What the fuck? This girl, Phil, what the hell's going on here? Damn, Z, you just...
Is that the one with the girl, like, filling or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I saw that one.
You just proved everything I've been saying about you, man, with the clothes. You cut this chick straight up, rubbing on herself.
That must be the chick.
She's crawling on the ground with no clothes on now? Oh. You know, a lot is hot, but damn, Z. This is a porno or a vampire movie?
A bit of both.
Oh, okay.
I do enjoy that teaser, though. What
the fuck? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Did you get a flag being on?
It was like, it was the end wing, and then it came back on.
Ooh, so it scared you?
No. God, no. Here you go, Wayne.
I'll send
it to you.
Oh, for fuck's sake, do you have to... Alright, people. I'm going to get my first reactions to watching New Blood Awakening Trailer 2. 400 people have watched this?
Me and Cody,
what the fuck is this? Is this a home video?
Huh?
It looks like a home video. Shattered Images filmed.
Wayne, you watch that, me and Cody are gonna wrap up our thoughts about
it. Oh, please do, please do.
Yeah, about that. Big Man Alone in the Dark, yeah, there you go.
Woman's touching herself up. The fuck?
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you. So, Cody, final thoughts about Alone in the Dark.
Fuck it. That's it. I have more to say. I'm not wasting breath in this film any more longer. Fuck this movie. Continue.
That's the best fucking I've ever heard, probably. Better than the high fucking. I absolutely think this is probably the worst film I've ever fucking had to watch for this fucking site. I can literally think I can say that now. This is abysmal. This is pretty much dog. This don't... Actually, I wanted to ask Cody whatever, which you prefer, if I bought you a copy of Sex and the City 2, or what if I bought you a copy of this?
Shit. Why you gotta do that to me, man?
Mm-hmm.
Why you gotta do that to me right now?
That's one out there, Cody. Which one?
Okay, this is the most one, it's the most recent in my memory, so I gotta go with Sex and the City 2.
Yeah.
No. At least Sex and the City 2, I had fun making that video, so that much he gave me.
Yeah, I will say that, plus it made you guys a little popular as well, gave you and shit like that, but yeah, I don't think this is helping at all for any of us. I don't This ain't helping none of us. Yeah, this is a high fucking. I've never been so fucking bored out of my goddamn life. If it ain't the worst movie, it's the most boring fucking movie I've ever watched. Literally, it was boring. I had no emotion, no reaction to none of this shit. It was a pain in the ass watching these washed up, no talented motherfuckers that they call actors, end quote, by the way, trying to perform some of the shit that they were doing. Tara Reid. I don't even think that bitch is real in the movie. I think they photoshopped her. I don't even know how you photoshop something in a movie. But hey, apparently it happens or whatever. And they just put some like fake ass robotic legs on her and just cat her ass walking or whatever. Because that's $20 million. I know for a fact now that nigga's pocketing this shit.
That's a given. That is a given.
I fucking hate these movies. Well, this movie special. I hate that second one even more. That second one sucked the fucking entire soul. I refuse to watch that shit. Yeah,
yeah,
this is a high fucking fuck this movie in the ass.
Fuck this movie in the ass. Whoa.
I don't think fucking in the ass.
That was a movie get A and die.
Shit.
That was a movie they both get and die.
Oh, he will. But, you know, he's too busy playing golf.
Somebody needs to shove a golf stick up his ass and let it bleed out or something like that. I want him... I don't advocate violence, but if he was a close shooter, I wouldn't steer firm from saying don't shoot him, so...
Maybe he's playing golf to, like, learn golf to make the Tiger Woods movie or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That'd be kind of cool.
So wait, what do you think of that teaser?
That has to be the worst trailer I've ever seen. I'm sorry, there is a way to reveal things in trailers and shit. And it's just some bitch with a black background showing her teeth. That's scary.
I think my fake ass trailer that put together would be better.
Yeah. I mean, if she pulled out her tits or something, you'd be like, okay, at least that's something interesting, but... No, it's...
Yeah. Can I ask you both something? Do you know what the movie's about?
No.
No.
If she was in the show, you know, teeth, would you even think it was a vampire movie?
Nope. I thought it was, like I said, porno.
Damn, you're getting close to it, shit. What kind of trailer has a chick just sexing herself up, though?
It'll be one of those porn parodies, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it really fucking did. Yeah. Hey, you weren't invited, man.
There's his strength. He should get into pornos. There you go. Perfect.
We're going to invite him. You do not want the feminine leader coming down on you.
No. Fuck that bitch.
So what
is she? Is she like a big, fat, black, hairy chick or something?
It's CJ. Fat, black, and big. Here you go. Look like Aunt Mama and fucking Nugget Professor had a child or
So in other words, Martin Lawrence from Big Mama's House.
Yeah, exactly. It looked like that whole fucking Double Tilt fan base. It looked like that motherfucker. Can't get up on my fucking counter. There you go. We better watch it, Wayne. They'll kick your ass.
Right? Oh, yeah, whatever. Fucking eat my ass as bad as it.
I know you've been training in Boston for quite some time now, Wayne, and, you know, MMA skills and my background and whatever stuff, and all martial arts, whatever, yeah, I have, but don't worry, they'll kick our ass.
Oh, yeah, well, shit. Sit on you, about it, all I can do.
The fucking eat your arm. It'll be like that Family Guy skit, how eating dead fat people, you know, eat that dead fat guy right there? That damn close to whatever, but yeah, that's what she is, and, Z-Man, I gotta say, man, that teaser doesn't do anything
for
women, man. I gotta say.
No, it does. It's not much, but yeah.
I gotta say, man, you did release that, why, man, women would be on your ass. Right?
I can't wait to see that trailer on The Force Awakens on the big screen. That'll be my dream.
What did you just say?
I want to see The Force Awakens. And then, before the movie starts, you see that trailer playing. I'll be like, that's... be awesome. Big right. Screen.
You just open up with...
Like, who's taking a piss? What?
Goodbye.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, home. If you saw that before Star Wars, you wouldn't even pay attention to Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, because I'd be confused.
You're gonna be talking to Luke and your dad and all of them about that whole fucking trip before you talk about Star Wars.
This is damn straight, fucking hell.
You wouldn't even be able to give a fucking review of Star Wars. You wouldn't even know what you saw in the battle on that fucking trailer.
Yeah, he's a talented man, Z. I can say that. He knows how to mind fuck people.
If you was a perverted shit dude to hunt down little sexy 16-year-old girl, you would know how to mind fuck people too. Shit, that's a pervert way, dude.
Him and UA Bowl, man. I say they're similar talent.
Oh God, I don't want to see that UA Bowl's eating you. No.
Oh, perfect film combination.
Wayne, final thoughts on Alone.
Oh, final thoughts. I think we said everything we need to say about this. It's...
Which is not much.
No, it's not, because it is so boring, it's even boring to talk about the fucking thing. So, it really is. It really is. You know, this is definitely worse than House of the Dead. You know, this would be the... I mean, House of the Dead is at least hilariously bad. It's fucking laughable. This is just dull, fucking boring as shit. And you know what? Because it's... I'm going to create a new rating on here, right? Okay, you got a fuck it, which
you
is like
do that, so yeah.
A fuck it, which is like it's a horrible, it's something you hate. I don't hate this film; it's a boring film. So I'm giving this a Z, which is a new.
That's not fair because
it's a fuck it Z then, all right?
Fucking Z.
The fucking Z or a Z fuck it.
I don't think Steven ever made anything this boring. I hope not.
God, no. No, I don't think that could be possible, but... who knows? Who knows, man?
You probably listening to this and saying, oh, Wing, don't you wait. It's possible. I can do something. It's like, you saying that is like testing him now.
That's fine, then. I will be the first person to watch his new film. I'm more than happy to. I will be more than happy to.
Oh, so you'll be able to join me and Cody for that review then this time.
Oh, no, maybe not.
I remember the day I sent that to Cody. It was a lovely, I don't remember what day it was.
That's like the middle of the week or something like that.
I was laying back, chilling, relaxing, and I was like, no, it'd be funny. Cody watched it. Let me send him the link. And Cody had admiration in his eyes. I could see him. Wow, I know a guy that's been filming with one people watching, whatever. You know, the admiration. And then that's about 5 minutes past, and he's like, wow, someone's making me watch bullshit right now. Because I had talked movie and wanted to, like, watch it as Cody went along with it. We watched it damn near at the same time. I paused and was like, wait until he got to the third part, and I was like, all right, press play now. Like, all right, it's going to be awesome now. That'll be the first thing we do. If Wayne ever comes to LA, we're gonna watch A Night of Living Dead in theaters.
Oh, damn.
We're gonna each put $50 in, and we're gonna take it to a theater and say, can you play this just for us three?
And then, no. Then we're gonna do a Q&A with the cast, because I want to ask them some fucking questions. Like, first answer, what the fuck were you all thinking?
A private screener. We'll have the whole room to ourselves. Cody can be on the right side, Wayne be on the left side, I'll be in the middle, whatever. I'll be like, hey, you guys hear from here? Alright. Hey, whatever, film rep, play the movie. We'll sit back, bring food, we'll laugh out loud. That way the whole theater can hear us echoing.
You know what? I'll even give you the money, Z. Make a stage play of that shit.
Oh, God.
It's only one room. You'll be all good. Easy.
Hey, Spider-Man can do it. You can do it.
Quite right. Quiet.
James Bond about to hit Broadway. Why not Night of Living Dead?
Is he? James Bond, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, fucking hell, I didn't know that.
I can't wait for Luke to hear that now. I'm like, what? Hey, the pop culture icon, man, come on. Come on, of course he's going to be fucking out. You ain't an icon until you get a fucking Broadway play, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but there's some bad buddy.
I've seen it fucking Broadway play too, and I'm like, what the fuck is it gonna be about?
Yeah, I don't know. Rocky's got his own fucking stage show musical. I'm like, what the fuck's the point of that? I'm not watching some skinny ass white dude pretend he's fucking Rocky. Fuck off.
I can see that though. I can definitely see that more than fucking James Bond.
Oh. How can you do a musical about a boxing match? Seriously, what the fuck?
Every now and then he sings when he's getting the punching.
Oh, God. I'm getting a punch in my face. It's really great. I'm gay. Fuck off.
Getting my ass beat today. Oh, what a wonderful day.
There you go.
I'll piss you next.
Yeah, I'm starting to turn around now. I'm ill for that.
Who in the crowd will help save me today? Getting punched in the face is not the way to pay. Hey, I can see this, Wayne. I know what you're talking about.
I'm starting to see it now.
Well, people, that has been another spoiler of the movies, unfortunately.
Oh.
And, you know, next month is Cody month.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Finally,
he gets picked because he wasn't here for the Batman Returns. His anime turn and his live action turn. So Cody, if you got those film choices ready, we'd like to know that.
Live action. When we look for live action, fucking
animated. Yeah, damn, Cody lost his brain. Don't worry.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say war. I'm like, fuck you.
No, when I go in that route again, I need my brain, man. I got to get it back. Dead tight. Fuck.
So what's the live action then?
It's going to be... What?
We're talking about Annihilation. All right, that's not a good show.
No.
Alone in the Dark too? Oh, sweet.
I Alone in the Dark 2?
I'm down for that, man. Sweet. Awesome.
Oh, shit. I don't want Wayne to come back. Cody, I think Wayne has a movie choice. I'm
back. Goodness gracious. You gotta quit. Alright, live action choice. It's gonna be
Catwoman.
No.
Batman Forever. Yes! Oh, but the love for it. I have a list already set.
I've had a list since 1997. That's ready to go. I tried to use that list the night I fell asleep on Mac JJ.
Okay. Well, here's an early review for you. It's a fuck it, okay? They're done.
Spoiler alert, people. It's a triple fucking spoiler. Yeah. Ooh, I know that was a major nerve wrecker.
Oh.
You guys might give it a chance. You haven't watched it yet, you shit.
Fuck off. There's no way.
Well, people, I guess we'll be back for next month. Or the next week after here, whatever. We'll be back with Doom, and then the week after that, we'll be here with Batman fucking forever. So,
yeah, buddy.
What a month that'll be. Hopefully Doom's still as good as I remember and don't fuck me in some way, like most movies to come back to. And, I would say I can't wait, but you got to fuck me over so many times now with the movie choices that I'm not going to say that.
We fucked you over to the plane.
Yes! Proud of it. Hey, do you want me to pull out Night of Living Dead? We can watch that next if you want.
Yeah, at least that's funny.
Oh, fair enough. Tick tock, tick tock, the clock is a ticking.
I'm putting my Dark Knight here right now.
Tony, that just go watch that shit now.
Wayne is one of
those people. Wayne, he's going to watch that motherfucker. I already know he is. So I'm prepared for it.
Would I do something like that? Fucking absolutely.
You're mine, man.
Oh, I love people in pain.
Alright, people, let me get the fuck out of here now. That's not a kind of creepy way.
Yeah, Z, put me in your trail. I'll freak him out.
And now people think I'm the freak on this side or whatever. We find out that Cody's a sex addict and Wayne like tying his girlfriend or an hot girl. When I talk about you like seeing people in pain, good lord. No wonder when I hear screams from in the background when you're recording shit. That's your girlfriend screaming, nigga, free me. No. Stay tight a little longer. The hot wax gotta get a little hotter. Gotta get hotter. Come on now.
Oh, I wouldn't use hot wax. That'd be silly.
He's like basketball.
Yeah, it's acid, man. Acid. You gotta use acid. Burn that shit.
Makes it tasty and hot. just ask Cynthia. She knows about that. Oh. Stop coding. Come on now. Well, people, I am your spoiling host, the most phenomenal one.
What the fuck is my head? Yeah. Wayne, go ahead.
No, that you say, Paul, I hate Cody, because he's a Jew.
Oh, of course. Well, wouldn't you?
Right.
And of course, I am Wayne, and remember, if you don't like it, well, fuck you. I'm off to play golf.
Damn, was that you, Paul?
Hey, anyway, go get a dick, bitch.
Was that the recording or was that Wayne?
Oh, that's Haley, isn't it?
Man, better than you, Louie, man. Fuck you, too.
Well, fuck you, too.
Alright. Fucking record shit, bitch, shit. Maybe lose my fucking insanity, you son of a bitch. I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
But fuck off, man. I don't like you. I don't like one fucking bitch.
Alright then.
Yeah.
Such a bitch.
Fuck
you all.
That's
UV Bowl
and that's Wayne.
Great man. Great man.
back. I don't remember when, but whatever. I guess fuck it. A week from now. After I don't know, but I've lost my fucking mind now too. Dying a lot. I'm looking at the fucking poster now.
Yeah, it's one of the movies. Later, bastards. Hey man, I don't give a fuck about anything right now.
Fuck you, you.
Oh, fuck you.
Just call.
Who the hell's Rebecca? How many more are there?